On today's edition of The Arts Page, the St. Anne 4-H Club's Leaders Association will be putting on a Youth and Family Sports Day at the Naranda Bauxite Sports Complex in Discover Bay. And the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival will be honoring another reggae music legend next week. Stick around for all the details. The Leaders Association of the St. Anne 4-H Clubs will be staging its inaugural Youth and Family Sports Day 2015 on Friday, January 30. The day will feature sporting events, lots of fun games and activities, and enough giveaways. Parish Development Officer of the St. Anne 4-H Club, Ted Roy Gordon, tells us more about the activities and attractions.
We are actually going to have all the 4-H Club within St. Anne participating in this event. They will be competing in various athletic events between the age group 5 to 8, 9 to 12, 13 and over. And of course, we have a complete kiddies village with a reading era. And we have bounce about, trampoline. And then in the afternoon, we'll be having a concert with the Dancing Dynamite and Wayne J.
And while there will be lots of fun activities, education will not be left out of the mix. The team will also be mounting educational displays throughout the day. The Youth and Family Sports Day is aimed at bringing families and communities together, as well as helping to raise funds to assist with training efforts for the club's upcoming Parish Achievement Day.
We have to put some funds in place to provide the funding for scholarship programs, parish camp, and the development of tertiary level education to some of our well-needed clubites.
The funds will also be used to plan initiatives to increase the awareness of the programs and services of the club.
It is completely for family and children, and with an aim to change the moral and social deterioration of the children's entertainment in Jamaica. We want to have the youngsters well participated in these events, which they are still excited about, the Lyman Spoon, the Needle and Thread, the Three-Legged Race, all of these things. We want them to waste their energy.
Parish Development Officer of the St. Anne 4-H Club, Ted Roy Gordon. The association is sending a big thank you to sponsor of the Youth and Family Sports Day, the Naranda Jamaica Bauxite Partners. For the day's event, the Leaders Association of the St. Anne 4-H Clubs will be collaborating with the Social Development Commission, Brownstone Community College, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force through its Peace Mobile Unit. So, go out and support the St. Anne 4-H Clubs next Friday, January 30, at the Naranda Bauxite Sports Complex in Discover Bay, St. Anne.
Stick by me, I'll stick by you.
Come next week, the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival will pay tribute to late reggae legend and music icon John Holt on the opening night of the festival, Thursday, January 29. The lineup for the opening night includes Errol Dunkley, George Nooks, Judy Mowat, Cornell Campbell, vocal group The Tamlins, DJ Josie Wales, and soca singer Oscar B, all backed by Lloyd Parks and We The People Band. Each act will dedicate part of his or her set to Holt.
I'll stick by you.
The three-day Jazz and Blues Festival will also feature headliner Mariah Carey, the Pointer Sisters, Magic, R&B soul icon Charlie Wilson, roots reggae group Morgan Heritage, and singer Richie Stevens. The festival will be held at the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Join us again next week when we highlight the National Gallery of Jamaica's Saturday Art Program for Children. I'm Casita Irving, reminding you that life is like a rhythm. Just find the right beat and dance.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.